Hallelujah. We thank you for the work of preparation that you do in our hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I will I'd like to give a little bit of a testimony to the words that were spoken to us in Maryland. And the Lord was speaking alignment to his people, to the hearts of his people. And in the natural, we've seen it. On the way back, we could have had a very serious accident. And alignment is a good word of how far away you should be from vehicles on the thruway. We are very thankful that we did not collide. We've also had, many of you know, my daughter has gone away from the Lord. We've had a chance to bless her, so we really did with all of our heart to bless her and help her with her vehicle. And I told her that we love her and God will not stop loving her. meeting her needs. And if we see you are in danger with your vehicle, we love you. We want to help you. And alignment was one thing that was needed on her car. It was very much out of alignment. So I think that God is really wanting her to be aligned with him. And we know he is faithful, and it is his faithfulness that will bring her and many others to return to him.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Amy had a scripture up for the first time that we helped her. It was replacing her alternator. She had a scripture that she had. She felt really that the Lord impressed upon her heart, because I didn't know at that time I was going to just have her pay for the whole thing. And then Amy had said the Lord really gave her this scripture concerning forgiveness. She doesn't know where it is, but that.
The one about if your father asks you for a fish, will you give him a scorpion? If you ask your father for a fish, will he give you a scorpion? That's the reference. That's all I can remember, but I don't know where it is.
So I am giving testimony to the love of the Father and his continued faithfulness. Though we are not faithful often, he is continually faithful, and his love does not end. He does not leave us as orphans to the wind, that he said he would be there for us.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
Amen.
I just want to testify that of the Lord's faithfulness as of May 20th, I have not had a cigarette, and so it's coming up on almost a month, and it's only by the grace of God, me leaning on him, his strength, in my weakness.
Thank you, Lord.
In my weakness, he has been strong, and I just want to praise God and say that. Thank you.
God put on three songs on my heart today. There's a song called Painting Pictures of Egypt, Leaving Out What It Lacks. The future feels so hard and I want to go back. And it was just encouragement to not paint those pictures. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. And may your praise ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
As of late, I've been listening to an artist called Nicole Nordman, and she wrote this song called Beautiful for Me, which it's touched my heart in so many ways, and every time I hear it, I think of all the people who I know have either fallen away from the Lord or should come to know him, and how I wish it would happen. And the chorus goes, has anybody told you you're beautiful? You might agree if you could see what I see. Because everything about you is incredible. You should have seen me smile the day that I made you. And it just makes me think of, if so many people could hear this song, what would it make them think of? And would it touch them the way it touches me?
Sorry in advance if this is a little long, but I just want to take the time to explain how much God has done in my life over the past couple of years, I guess. I've struggled for a long time and not quite realized it or wanted to deal with it or whatever, with very easily tending towards getting depressed and anxious about things, and from about 2 summers ago to this past summer, enough life stuff finally built up to bring me to the place where I really needed to deal with that. And it was all good stuff. I mean, going to Israel and graduating and navigating a courtship and having a really bizarre learning experience, summer job that was stressful, and then getting Lyme disease, which I almost see as a bizarre blessing in disguise, because that really brought me to the place where I really wasn't even a functional person, or at least I didn't feel like I was able to be. So I've struggled with being stubborn and proud and not wanting to ask for help. But I finally came to a place where I was willing to take advice from my parents and really seek out help. And so I started going to see a medical professional specifically about with regard to depression and anxiety, which, I mean, you could say that everything you need can come straight from God and he can deal with it, but I think he wanted me to be willing to submit to the counsel of my parents and to actually go and seek out things that he makes available for us in more of a explicit way of stepping forward in faith that what he's provided can be good. So anyway, at the beginning of that, we sat down at my first appointment and made a list of goals. And this past Thursday, I had my 10th appointment. They've been everywhere from a couple weeks apart to a month apart. And that was back in October that we started. So Thursday, we went over that checklist and checked basically all of the goals off of it, and also they gave you a little test each time to sort of assess where you're at each week, and there are scores that they add up so that they can sort of measure mathematically your progress, even though it's not necessarily all that precise. But when she showed me the graph of that from the beginning to now, it was pretty obvious that even if it wasn't super precise, that a lot had changed. And for the past few months, it shows that I'm well within the numbers that they like to see people at. So it's still something I'm struggling with and dealing with, and it's always harder when there are transitions. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I just wanted to thank the Lord for bringing me through all of the difficult times successfully, for bringing me to the place where I could actually start learning how to accept help and encouragement and counsel from others, and to work through things. And you know, I'm blessed with so much. There's really nothing to be depressed or anxious about, and he's proven over and over that he's faithful and that he loves us, and so I just wanted to thank him for that.
There are probably a whole bunch of things I can say, but I just want to make sure I don't miss my opportunity to declare that God has not forsaken me or abandoned me, and that he has always been faithful, and he's brought me through a lot, bringing me through a lot, and he hasn't left me, and he just, no matter how hard things seem to be, he always brings me back to a place of knowing that he's faithful. And of course I go back and I have my doubts because of struggles, and but I just know he's in my life, and I know that he has caused me to believe in him and in his son Yeshua, and there's just nothing that changes that. So I want to thank God that he loves me, and that he always takes care of me.
So I have a tendency to be overcritical of myself, and I've been that way for a long time, and so recently it's come to light that this is really something that I need to let go of, and just in the past week it really seems like I've started to let go of it, and it has actually a smaller grasp on me as well. And just yesterday, I just felt so encouraged by something that happened. I, especially when it comes to my teaching, I can really be very critical of myself. So one of my students gave me a card, you know, and it's just this simple little card. It just said, you know, thank you and a bunch of things, and it had a picture of my classroom and a third grader playing the recorder on the carpet, and there was a picture of me standing at the front of the classroom and a little caption above my head that said, "Great job, everybody!" with like 3 exclamation points. And so I just thought it was so encouraging and so perfect, and you know, it's those little things that sometimes mean just so much. So hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. as you all know, our house was renovated and is still in the process and almost done, and it lasted more like than a year and a half, and I went through frustration, anger, all sorts of emotion, and I realized that the relationship we had with Ian was much more important than the house or the thing that were not done the way I wanted or how I wanted it or the little this or the little that. Overall, the picture, it came out great. And it was good for me to realize the importance of things. And yeah, it's not about perfection. It's about people, about relationship. And so I acquired that realization, and I'm grateful for that. And I feel that my house looks great too.
I'm going to invite everyone to stand as we proclaim that in Messiah alone is our hope found. Whatever mechanisms he uses, whether he just zaps us right away with the Spirit or he allows all of the wonderful people and things that he's created to minister to us, our hope is in him.
In Messiah alone, my hope is found.